Ukraine is preparing for more Russian strikes after an apparent lull of bombardments on the country's energy infrastructure. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that Russia will continue to bombard Ukraine as long as they have missiles to do so. In the West, preparations were stepped up to boost humanitarian aid to Ukraine ahead of expected blistering cold weather. Norway's foreign minister visited the capital, Kyiv, calling the situation desperate, with citizens facing the grim choice of fleeing or freezing. Russia has pounded energy facilities around Kyiv with a barrage of missile strikes, resulting in power outages and halts in water supplies to the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday, with his ongoing attacks on the nation's infrastructure, Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to use the winter as a weapon of war against Ukraine. Speaking to reporters following a NATO meeting in Bucharest alongside Romanian President Klaus Iohannis, Stoltenberg called the target attacks horrific and said they're the reason why NATO allies have stepped up their support to Ukraine in the form of advanced air defense systems and other defenses against drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles used by Russia. A top international watchdog group said Monday Russia's invasion of Ukraine has increased the threat of the use of weapons of mass destruction, including chemical munitions. During their annual meeting in The Hague Monday, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Director General Fernando Arias said the conflict has exacerbated existing tensions to a point where the unity of the international community on global security challenges and international peace cannot be presumed. Arias said the OPCW continues to closely monitor the situation in Ukraine and remains in contact with representatives from both Russia and Ukraine. This is VOA News. Somali media report the country's federal security minister and a deputy defense minister were wounded in the